why it's taking so long for post office branch managers who were wrongly accused and convicted of stealing to clear their names and receive compensation. Alan Bates, who led the sub-postmasters campaign, has told MPs how he's feeling.
It's racism, put it mildly. I mean, there is no reason at all why full financial redress shouldn't have been delivered by now. It's gone on for far too long. People are suffering, they're dying.
Donald Trump could be a step closer to returning to the White House after easily winning the Republican Party's Iowa caucuses. Forecasts suggest the former U.S. president secured 51% of the vote, beating Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and ex-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. As Rishi Sunak prepares to face a potential rebellion in the Commons over his Miranda bill, his predecessor has waded into the debate. Boris Johnson announced his support for amendments proposed by conservative right-wingers that would close avenues to appeal deportation. UK wage growth slowed in the 3 months to November. The Office for National Statistics said regular pay was 6.6% higher compared to the year earlier. Nottingham Forest boss Nuno Espirito Santo says they can't let a charge for breaching Premier League spending rules distract them. They're fighting the case, which could see them plunge deeper into the relegation battle with a points deduction if found guilty.
We know the situation, but what I'll tell them is exactly what I'm telling to you. Let's forget about this and focus on our job, and our job is to move our back here.
And we're still on for an all-British clash at the Australian Open Tennis. Emma Raducanu and Katie Bolter both won today and will face each other if they take it to round three. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much, Sophie.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. It is cold today. You need to make sure you wrap up when it's beautiful out there. They're lovely blue skies, great to go out for you, get a bit of fresh air. But it is 3 degrees, going down to minus 2 overnight. And then Wednesday will be 3 degrees and going down to about minus 5 overnight. So the next couple of nights is going to get quite very, very cold. And then by Saturday, the temperatures will start to come back up a little bit.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, before we carry on with some great music, just a quick word about Brentwood Food Bank. Now, as you know, the weather is absolutely freezing at the moment. A lot of people can't afford to put the heating on at all. I've not had any heating for about 10 days, as you know, because the boiler's broken. It reminds me of being back at my mum's house, and I have got an electric heater and a little blanket that I can put over. So, you know, I am getting a bit used to it. But if you've got to live in those conditions all the time, it is horrible. Because you get this, as I said to you, it's like a bone cold, where it goes into your bones, you can't get them. If you've got kids, it just must be awful. Because you're sitting there wrapped up in jumpers at home, and you've got to keep having like hot drinks, if you can have hot drinks, to try and keep yourself warm. Hopefully the boiler's going to be fixed and done, but, you know, do think about other people that do have boilers that can't afford to put on the heating. So, the food bank do a great job. Part of the cost of trust. And if you're doing some shopping this week and you're getting some extra bits and pieces, it could be an extra tin or two or whatever, but they are looking for some extra food. They fed unprecedented 177 people in one day. Sadly, we believe that the 5% rise in energy prices, this number of people is only going to increase. So they're looking for like ham, tin tuna, mince and onions, chicken sauce, braising steak, chili con carne, potatoes, ravioli, meat beef, spaghetti, all that type of thing in the tin. Custard, things like that. James and spreads, biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce. Toiletries, again, people don't really think about this, but again, if you're on very little money, buying things like soap, toothpaste, and then you're washing stuff, wash your clothes or washing up liquid bleaches, they all cost a lot of money. And if you've got a glut of carry bags at home, maybe nothing else, but you've got a glut of carry bags, you think, I don't know what to do with them, they're getting on my nerves, I don't know where to take them, you can take them down to the food bank and donate those, because the food has to go out in bags. That would be great. If you want to find out more, it's brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and all the details are on our website. Here is a Badly Drawn Boy kicking off the second hour of the show. Something to talk about. I don't know what I was going to do then, but I made that horrible noise. What was that about? That's eating three very chocolatey biscuits. It's done me in.
Should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be trouble. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go? There we go. That was The Clash with Should I Stay or Should I Go. Now coming up next, Camilla Knight. She's back with a beautiful new song. This is called Gone Away. And you'll find her across social media at Camilla Knight.
Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30 second.
The directors and management of Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a Seal 50 promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for their family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less at SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I need to go and make myself a cup of coffee. I'm talking to myself. Do you hear that? Go and make yourself another cup. That's what the light comes up. This is what I do. I'm talking to myself all the way through the show. Go on, Michelle. Go and make yourself a coffee. Go and do it now. All right.
I've been acting a coward, my foot on the floor. It's your butt, you can trust the refrigerator. Maybe sex Take back the city tonight.
Control. Brigitte, bonjour Brigitte, over in Le Français. Temperature there in is 13 degrees. I'm looking still very jealous. Very jealous. Yeah, it's very cold. My fingers are cold. That's all I know. I got some, my friend got me some lovely gloves at Christmas, but their fingers, she did say, but you're wearing your gloves, I haven't got any fingers in them. I got, I mean, you know, I said they'll keep my palms warm. but they won't do anything else. I'm just searching in my bag. Oh, what about my bag? Oh my gosh. Do you know what? I search in this bag every, well, not often enough. There seems to be a lot, oh, a minute. I've got a fan in there in case I get too hot. Oh no, what's this? Oh no, there's a tangerine. That's it. No, I think that tangerine, oh no, there's a Milky Way in there as well. There's a tangerine that's been in my bag for, I don't know, I think it might have been in my bag for quite a while. I've got an inhaler. Got some batteries. I've got a plug, but nothing to plug in. What's going on here? Oh yeah, there we go. I was just looking for my painkillers. There we go. The biscuits I ate have given me a tiny little rummaging of a gallbladder attack. So I think I'll just take a bit of a painkiller. My own fault, I ate three of the biscuits. Very greedy and a silly thing to do while I'm on air. But I couldn't help myself. Here we go, look. I've got the shaker out of the bag. In fact, I don't know, do you know what Ed, when I was going recording the studio, I say to Ed, should I put some shaker on? Ed's like, oh, again. And then I said, can I borrow it? And it's one of those things where you borrow, it's a little egg shaker, and I've borrowed it, and Ed will never get it back. Now, this is playing on my right, okay, see if you can tell. This is my right hand playing the shaker, ready? I am playing the shaker. Listen to me. Now I'm going to play it on the other hand. This is my I'm not left-handed, okay? I am playing a shaker. Let me see if I play it as well in my left... No. What do you think? Can you tell? What hand am I playing it with? Yeah, I think it's a bit sharper in the right hand, actually. Sharper. A bit more in time. I wonder if Rob's listening out there. He'd tell me if it's in time. I'll let his percussionist. I am playing a shaker. Oh, it sounds like tequila. I've gone completely random there after having my... Put that down there. After having my chocolate biscuits. It's done me in. We've got plenty more new music coming on the show as well. I don't know what happened. I was going to look through some stories in the newspaper and stuff, but everything was just so depressing at the moment. And more than 100 schools are forced to close and travellers face road chaos. -9 Arctic blast brings 6 inches of snow to the north, with maps showing areas set to be hit by a 3-day polar plunge. I wonder if we've got a bit of snow here, I don't know, hopefully not. The Emmys last night, I really like Christine Applegate. I think she's brilliant. She made me laugh in Wrong Burgundy, but she's also been in a couple of other series as well recently, I think on Netflix as well, and she got a standing ovation. She's actually suffering with a problem with her walking and everything else. She's a really good, I love her, she's such a funny actress. She's been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2021. And she came onto the stage with a walking stick and everybody stood up and applauded her. And then she did a little bit of a funny speech, which everyone was laughing. She says, some of you may know me as Kelly Bundy from Married with Children, or Samantha from Samantha Who, or Jen Harding from Dead to Me. That was a series, really good. Very few of you probably know me from a debut. I'm going to cry, she said, all these years. It's a look that's been an honour to play funny, flawed, complex characters like the woman nominated for supporting actress in a comedy series. And Pedro Pascal was there as well on stage. I like him. He's brilliant, isn't he? That was nice. And what was it? Kieran Culkin. Is it Kieran Culkin? Yeah, he actually kissed one of the actresses on stage. That looks like it was quite a good award ceremony, really. Some of the dresses, though, I have to say, I think sometimes the women wear hideous dresses to get in the papers. Because some of the dresses, I mean, I can't wear a dress because I haven't got a shape for a dress. But some of the dresses, they looked, you know, beautiful, the hair and makeup was great. But the dresses were just so awful. I mean, really, like, what are you wearing? But you see, they know if they wear a beautiful dress, which is quite hard to pull off, you'll get a lot of publicity. But if you wear something hideous, again, you get a lot of publicity. Some of them just like, what? No.
We were locking our eyes and the world was on our side. Speeding along, no map, it was all green lights. It was just you and I. When something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them, we don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my hand for the last time. Find my eyes with yours.
Have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. So straight on to the roads, and let me hit the right button. There we go. So what I've just done. Right, now Brook Street roundabout is looking fine, heading down the M25 to Lakeside. We've got a clear one, and if you're heading up to the M11, no issues there. And also roadwork to the M1023 High Street both ways at Crown Street. Temporary traffic signal is there. On the A12, it's running pretty smoothly all the way out towards Chelmsford, no issue. More traffic and travel in an hour. Now we've got some more new music coming up. It's getting great now because all of the Christmas songs are getting out of the charts and we're getting some fantastic music. So I thought I'd play Hurricane Dino. This is called Young Loves a Liar.
He tells you they need fireworks for the feeling you've got now. Makes you believe your feet will never touch the ground. He tells you she means every word she says, and their hearts will never stray. Those butterflies will always
spend your whole life chasing yesterday's young love's lies.
Yeah. dance on clouds tonight. Yeah, with me on natural high, and it's my birthday. So I'ma just rock my birthday suit. I take the shirt and the shoes off the Vantage too, cause that's my birthday coupe. And I wanna be free, wanna feel good to be me. Me, the bitch, I'm a king. I might just cut up my dreams, just cause I've been up on my dreams. I feel quiet in my eye, I know why the cage bird sings. Cause you gotta have a song when the world falls down. You don't wanna be alone, so we just keep dancing.
Falls down. You're listening to Sherwood on Phoenix on 98 FM. Oh, brilliant. I should have been doing one of my, I think I'm going to be doing a food vlog with Mrs. G to go and eat in places in London. We're going to be called, what are we going to be called? The Dutch and the Wood food vlog. Yeah, that sounds really good. I'll do that. We're just going to eat. There is a place in London that does that crumble. I've not tried. I'm not seeing the thing is, I don't mind an apple crumble. There's a place that you can go to and they do like pots of crumble. And apparently it's lovely. I think it's called Humble Crumble. But I only like apple crumble probably about once a year, and it has to be hot, and it has to have ice cream with it. I mean, anybody that, if you have custard, hot custard with stuff, we can't be friends because I don't like that. I like cold custard, but I think that's... Yeah, I like cold custard, I can have that, but it has to be on a hot pudding, you see. I can't have hot... I mean, I know people have, like, spotted dip with hot custard, or maybe they have, treacle sponge with hot custard. Or whatever it is. I don't know. Even if it's, like, homemade custard, I mean, I quite like the taste of birds, the old-fashioned custard, in a tin. Oh, you can make... I have made my own custard to I did make a trifle. But the bird cut is so sweet, isn't it? It's so sweet. In fact, I did make a trifle probably about a year ago. I got a little bit carried away with the wine, and I made the... People were laughing because in the kitchen it was just covered in hundreds and thousands in the end. But I made this homemade trifle, and I put in some... what was it? Not Arctic roll, but the one you get like the sponge with the jam in it. Put that in the bottom. Then there was jelly that didn't set. That went terribly wrong, with some fruit cocktail in it, all out of a tin. Then I put a tin of bird's custard. Then I put fresh cream whipped up, and then I put some hundreds and thousands. It was super sweet. It was delicious, but it was too sweet. It was just, and it was literally, it must have been full of E numbers. But, I did make the Nigella one years ago, and Nigella Lawson had a thing for trifle, and... It wasn't as good. I don't think it was. It wasn't as good. Definitely not. Let's go to the music. I don't know why. I'm just in a chatty mood today. I think it might have something to do with those biscuits. Should we play some... Oh, I don't know. I don't know whether to play something... oh, yeah. Let's play this. For so long. That's probably in the wrong key. Yeah, it was. Never mind.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWB, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out work to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWB Heating.
Phoenix FM.
Love to go to the world. across Great Britain.